The comments within the following podcast are those of any show hosts and not representative of any company in which the show hosts may represent. Hello, folks. Welcome to podcast number 2 of White Cane Travel. I am Jared Reimer, and John Field and I are along with another edition of the podcast, and this time we are talking about being attentive. And let me first say that we both know that we are not perfect when being attentive. I catch you up on what happened in regards to our last story and podcast in regards to the guy who crossed at the red light, as well as diving into a couple of other things, dealing with Bluetooth and a few other things. Yes, we don't expect the podcast to be perfect. Yes, we'll laugh a little bit. I hope that you will enjoy. But in the meantime, join us for at least the next hour and 10 minutes to 15 minutes or so, as we are along to talk more about traveling, being attentive. I'll talk about a story that I think might be of interest to a lot of people, especially if you drive. Contact information is at the end of the podcast as John ends up taking a work call. So, let's go ahead and start this podcast with introductions and updates right here on White Cane Travel. I am Jared Reimer. All right, welcome to White Cane Travel, podcast number 2. I am Jared Reimer.
And I'm John Field, eating chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream as we speak.
So, we've had a topic for a while, but you've been busy with work. We haven't been able to tape. This is our first opportunity, and this is something that I guess you'll say I observed and haven't really been able to come up with an article to do this, and you thought the podcast would be better?
Yeah.
At least to start with, and if we come up with an article after we discuss it, then you know more than likely we'll produce an article later, and we can always modify the show notes with that.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes, folks, what you might discover, sometimes you might find that there are articles without podcasts. Sometimes you'll find there are podcasts without articles. And sometimes you'll get both, you know, so you never know.
Yeah, and like Friday, I posted an experience, and so there's no need to podcast about it. So Friday being the 24th, for reference purposes anyway, the 24th of July.
Yeah.
For reference purposes.
Well, you know, we can talk about that experience a little bit, because I've had experiences like that too. But, of course, the big topic is what we've been wanting to talk about, so let's get that out of the way first.
Let's do that. I'm still a little irritated about it. Because not only did I see this once, but I saw this twice. And when I saw him the third time, which was what? I texted you, what was it, last week?
Something like that, yeah.
He was coming across the street toward me, but he was actually on the green, which I praised him on. And he wanted to start asking me a bunch of crap about some stuff dealing with the agency, and since I haven't been there, I really don't know what's happening, and I sort of try to tell him, look, I haven't been there since December. I don't know what's happening, and So there's nothing for me to say. And well, I also, had the decency to tell him that his bus would be there in about 5 minutes, because I knew he was going to catch the bus, but he just missed my bus. My bus went on the green light, so he didn't even catch that bus like he normally does. You were going to say something.
Well, you know.
Yes, I said he went on the green. I haven't even touched on the story yet.
Yeah. Well, I think we talked about him the last podcast about how he crossed on the red, but
yeah.
The big story, of course, isn't even that. We're talking about inattentive people.
Oh, that too. And that too. But I wanted to also give an update on that, since that, about this guy. So I guess multiple things in this podcast.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Better talk about multiple things than only a couple things and bore people to death.
Yeah. All right. So, so fill me in on what we're doing, because I think I'm a little jumbled up just because of all what's been going on the last about month.
Well, here, let me unjumble you. Here, whoosh.
Ah, hey.
Okay. The big story we're going to talk about. Now, those of you who are excited might not see a big deal about this because, you know, you're excited. You don't necessarily always consider all the avenues. And that's not saying that's intentional, but sometimes that's just the way it is. So, that having been said, here's the story. There was a driver on a public transit
bus. Oh, this story. Bus, okay, yeah. I know where we're going. But yes, I wanted to talk about the guy real quick. But yes, I know where you're going with. Now I know which story we're doing. So there's a guy. Mm-hmm. There's a driver on a transit bus,
and somebody caught him. Likely, although. We don't have the kind of evidence we would need in order to report him to the proper folks, but we'll say likely was caught at a red light reading the paper.
What I can say is that at least he's doing the smart thing, but I've talked to numerous drivers who said he's not supposed to, and if he is, bye-bye, more than likely. Mm-hmm. We don't exactly know what, but that's the bigger story out of all of what's coming up since we've last podcasted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's someone, who suspects...
Someone, yeah.
Huh? That's someone who suspects of this activity has been on this bus practically since the shakeup, which happened the 28th of June, although that was a Sunday, so technically the 29th of June. And this has been every day, so it's been about a month. There was one day where he didn't do it at all, which was shocking to me. Yep, now you know who did it. And I've wanted to write an article about this, but I every time I start thinking about something, I just don't know how to approach this, and so
this might be one of those one of those topics where it just becomes a podcast discussion more than an article, which, you know, sometimes it happens where you just don't know where to go with it. Cookie dough.
So, he's eating cookie dough. I'm getting stories mixed up. Probably because I'm so irritated about this story that you know, I started with sort of like an update to the big story from last month.
Yeah.
And, yes, this incident actually has been going on for about that long, too. So, we're due, aren't we?
Yeah, we are due. We are.
So we were talking over dinner the other week, because it was a Tuesday, and I happened to call you after bowling, and we were catching up, and I had decided to stop off somewhere to grab a bite.
To give you a quick pre-warning, guys.
Yeah.
We may have to take a minor break in just a moment or two. A call came through, so we may have to take a minor break for a second. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
Yeah, we were talking over dinner. I do remember that, and we were really trying to debate what the best way to deal with this would be. You know, do we podcast? Do we article? Do we both? What do we do? You know, and it is time for our break.
Okay. All right, welcome back, Guy. You had a call?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And as we were saying, we were in the middle. You had called me in the middle of dinner, and we had debated on what to do, whether it's a podcast or doing an article or both. And as I recall, Guy, both of us, that particular day, neither one of us was sure what to do or how to do the article. We knew what we wanted to talk about, but we weren't sure how to put it in a... Uh-oh. Oh, that wasn't so bad. Okay, we weren't sure how to put it in article form.
And then I had the guy asking me how I was talking to you because he didn't see a cord leading from my phone, so he was asking me how I was talking to you the whole time.
I'm a hologram, only you can see me. we went through that, and I think, what was it? Week before last, or whatever it was, that we kind of thought, okay, let's just make this a podcast, and if it gives us an idea how to do an article. It does. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, guys. Only on whitekingtravel.com.
Pretty much. So... So, the thing is this guy, seems to be driving, he hasn't had any close encounters, he is paying attention. They're telling me that they are going to get somebody on that bus. I don't really want to talk too heavily about Metro's policies and procedures, but they are looking at getting somebody on that bus. And I'll you know, we could talk about, you know, transportation companies and programs in the next podcast if you wish. What I will tell you, it's like a mystery writer program. I've got emails about these mystery shopper programs you could sign up for, and, you know, they'll pay you, you know, basically, you know, your shopping bill plus, you know, whatever. I've never come up with that because Brian, I've sent some of these to Brian, and he's like, these are all scams. But, you know, it's something similar to this, but they do pay people to ride the bus, to observe. They are paid through a third-party company to observe certain things. And we can go into details on this in a future podcast, because I think, you know, if I need to get permission to fully talk about this, for one thing. But I can tell you that companies may employ, you know, third parties to do this type of work. So,
you know, and that's really honestly a good way to do it, because if you have someone that's actually directly employed, like another staff person of the company doing it, well, then that driver is gonna be at their best. But if the driver doesn't know that somebody is there, kind of watching, and that their goal is to report back to whoever about what they see, then that driver is going to go about his or her normal routine and do what they do and not think twice about it, because they don't know that there's a proverbial spy on the bus.
So
or whatever.
If I can, and I, you know, maybe we could do this on a more deeper level. I need to, but. You know, there are agencies that, you know, do send out people to do these rides, and I would like to see if we can, you know, do something. Maybe it's something for me to do on my own for Podcast 3, since I know more about this than most. And of course, you know, you can find out if, of course, you have a similar thing for your bus, but.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I'll get on that this week. I think that would be a good thing to know. And folks, those of you who might be listening to the podcast at any given point, you know, you guys can check in your area. And, you know, if there is something in your area, if you're excited and you want to do something like this, it might not be a bad deal to do, because you're helping, by doing this, you're helping other sighted people as well as other disabled people by making sure that the drivers do what they're supposed to do and that they're not doing what they shouldn't do. You know,
and let me make one thing clear, though. The reason why I'm able to do this is because I have my foot in the door with Los Angeles Metro. And
here,
I know.
Let's close that door on your foot.
Hey.
Good.
Let me open this door here. There.
Guy, you all right over there?
Yeah, just this thing right here. Just closed the door on my foot, but it wasn't that big a deal. just took care of that. But anyway, so I called the accessibility team, and, you know, without having proof, it's like, well, here's what I'm observing. I can't really prove it, you know. One of the other drivers was asking, why don't you just ask him? Well, I emailed and said, can I confront him? And, you know, confronting them, I wasn't going to do it in a hostile way. You know, there's a professional way to do it, and then, of course, there's the unprofessional way of doing it. And I said, you know, just in case he didn't understand what I meant, you know, I was going to ask him if he was doing this, and if so, you know, does he know that, you know, this is not okay. You know, type of thing. You know, I wasn't going to say, hey, asshole, you know, quit reading the newspaper on the lights because I know you're at the red lights because I know you're doing it. You've done it since you've started picking me up. You know, that wasn't my intent. And they wrote back and said, yes, I know what you meant. No, you know, don't do it. So there is a policy. And, you know, part of it is, you know, I want to find out a few things first, because if somebody suspects something and they don't have their foot in the door, so to speak, you know, they're not part of a board or a committee or something that they can, you know, they can call somebody, you know, if they had to go through customer service, you know, of any agency, whether it's, you know, the bus company or the paratransit agency or whomever, you know, how do we go about doing this? You know, because we can't file a formal complaint without, you know, proof, and we don't want to file a complaint where it's not necessary. So, you know, I know I've done that when I thought I caught a driver reading his map book while the car was in motion, and the driver denied it. And he said he pulled over, but he wasn't, because I knew. You know, it's he said, she said. You know, there wasn't really an investigation. But here, you know, at least with this agency, they will investigate it, and they will, you know, come to a resolution. But I think this guy's attentive. I think he's paying attention. But at the same time, I think he is doing this. And, you know, I had this discussion with another driver before he moved on as part of the shakeup. And he said, you know, there's times where, you know, I'll turn my head this way or I'll turn my head that way. And I'll be looking for cars going, you know, going straight when I need to make my right-hand turn, and all of a sudden they come out of nowhere, or, you know, somebody's crossing the street who wasn't there before, and, you know, so, you know, it can happen, and I don't expect people to be perfect. There's no such thing as 100% perfect. And even in our first podcast, you know, we talked quite a bit in our ramblings about how we both have stepped off the curb at the wrong time. You know, we've all done it. I don't expect it to be perfect. And, you know, one of the drivers I've talked to about this incident said, you know, can you just ask somebody, you know, in front? Well, yes, I could, but that might, you know, he might hear that, and so I don't necessarily want to tip him off that I know. And they were asking if I could, you know, get somebody, you know, to let me know, you know, prior to me getting on the bus, but I usually don't know if people are getting on the bus until the bus shows up, because they're outside of the bus shelter area. And so I don't necessarily know who is and who isn't, and I don't ask. And I'm trying not to divulge too much. I mean, if I can get somebody to sit up front and I could say, look, here's what I need. Here's my phone number. Just text me. Don't say anything. You know, it'll talk to me in my ears. This is all I need. And
speaking of talking in your ears, guy, did you ever replace your earbud piece?
No. I was thinking about going yesterday, but they didn't have any appointments till today, and I wasn't going to go at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because that's all they had. Now they are not available till Tuesday. So I have another earphones. I've worn these before, but they don't have an inline mic. but it will do for the time being, and I suspect that my Bluetooth should arrive in the next week if it was sent to LA. So, it'll work itself out. But no, I haven't been able to get to replace the earpiece. And it's better for us to wear earpieces or headsets because, you know, then we can talk and pay attention.
Yeah. You know, and my particular Bluetooth, you know, it covers both ears.
Mine too.
So if I'm walking, I kind of have to kind of take at least one earpiece and move it slightly over just a little so that I can kind of hear what's going on around me too.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I occasionally do that too, especially if I'm about to cross a street. I'll do that more then than I will just walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah, when you're walking down the sidewalk, you don't need to do that as much.
And I think that was probably what I was doing when the stupid things
came off.
So how do we? I mean, what do we do with? I mean, how can we get people to understand? Yes, technology is here to stay. You know, we're glued more than ever to our phones. Although me, I mean, if I take a call, great. If I, you know, need to use my map like I did, what was it, last week?
That was an experience, man. That was, yeah.
Oh, I should write about that. But you know, that's what I want to use my phone for. I don't want to, you know, look at Twitter every minute. You know, I do get specific alerts to Metro and what is going on. So if my bus is delayed, like the one week I was at the bowling alley and they tweeted and said, you know, no 2:43 between, you know, Van Owen and Victory. You know, it's going to turn on Sherman Way, and it's going to go, you know, and it's on Detour. I was able to know, okay, I can't take this bus. I must take that bus because I tried to go out my normal way and found that they had put a yellow strip, so we couldn't even get out that way. I had to go out a different parking lot to get out of the alley to be able to catch my bus. But without those tweets, I would have never known. I would be, you know, probably going the other way and then going around to wait for my bus that would never come, and you know, for a few hours. And so, you know, some.
And you
things,
had a meeting, didn't you? Have a meeting that night too?
I think I did. I might have, but the long of the short of it is, you know, without getting specific information. You know, I am, you know, I mean, I do prefer the Bluetooth. I wasn't sure how it worked, but, you know, between Herbie and my experience, you know, I trusted it and I was able to adapt. And at times I would take, you know, both ears off to a point where, you know, I could pay attention, especially if I'm ready to cross.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, you know, all going to being attentive and paying attention to your surroundings.
Yeah, and you know,
and the earpiece that John is talking about, guys, it actually goes in your ears with the button and the mic on the right. But I find that when I put them in that way, I can't hear a thing. And when I put them the other way with the button and the volume control on the left, it sits in my ear comfortably for me, and I can hear everything. I don't have to take anything out of my ear.
Yeah.
And that is a personal preference. Some people would be able to hear with them the way they're supposed to be, and that's fine, but I find that it feels to me like it blocks it. It's like when I talk, I can't even... It sounds like my ears are clogged.
Yeah, it does. And you know, that's one of the reasons I like the Bluetooth, because you can actually...
wear it the right way.
Wear it the right way, and you can still hear yourself, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't sound like your ears are plugged. You know, it just feels like you've got a pair of headphones on. Really,
yeah,
it all
yeah.
feels like it. Oh, it's, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're
this
right.
All
this
all goes
is,
to this attentiveness. This all goes to the attentiveness and paying attention. And,
yeah,
you know, yes,
does.
I'm listening to things and I'm listening to podcasts, but at the same time, you know, John knows when I'm about to cross the street.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the funny thing is, you know, like you said, Dad, you're right. This is about attentiveness, but not just blind people being attentive. This is about drivers, too. And in this particular case, with the story that we even, you know, that we initially talked about here with the driver that may have been reading a paper of some kind, whether it was a newspaper or something else, the big thing here is that, yes, by all appearances, the driver is paying attention. By all appearances, there have not been any close calls, anything like that, et cetera, et cetera. And that is great so far. However, because of the fact that this driver is doing, or shall we say, just for sake of profession, is allegedly or apparently doing this, the fact of the matter is it creates a risk. Whether or not the risk actually happens, it creates that risk. And because it creates that risk, it's something that, you know, is a concern.
So I called over to my contact one Tuesday after I get out at the bowling alley. I said, you know, look, we need to talk. I'm not happy. I have some suspicions. If you can call me by 4, you know, because that's when I start bowling, let me know. As it turned out, one of our guys hasn't been going bowling lately, so I haven't been starting till almost 4:15. So can you imagine sitting around for 2 hours? You know, they called me back, and I gave them my concerns. I said, look, here's what we need. So for, like, several days, I've been logging the bus numbers, what time I was picked up. Well, of course, they know what time I get picked up. But I made sure I mentioned it. I mentioned, you know, approximately when he did it, what street we were at, you know, so forth. And I made sure to tell them, get them on that bus. I believe it leaves this stop at this time, because it gets to me at this time. But you want to check. I want them on the bus with me. I won't know they're on the bus, but I want them on the bus at the same time I'm scheduled to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I took him in the afternoon, the one day, yes, I ended up picking him up at Universal City the one day, remember?
Yeah, I do remember that.
I'm like, oh, no. So I read the bus numbers. I read them because I want to know, you know, I sort of keep track of, well, I don't keep track of them, but, you know, if I see the same bus, I know it might be the same driver. It's not necessarily the same driver, but knowing when my one driver picked me up at Universal City at the same time, I figured it might be the same driver. And I was like, here we go again. And you know, the afternoon run guy, Didn't have anything. All the way till I got off. Nothing.
Interesting. Very interesting.
There was no paper, no nothing. He was, you know, there was a blind guy getting on at one stop, and I moved to allow him to sit anywhere he wanted. You know, the guy told him that both sides were available. You know, he picked one. You know, he got off at Tampa. Maybe it was the same guy. But he was actually paying attention and you know, helping people. It may be the same guy. But the point is, I heard no newspaper. I heard no paper of any kind. It's like he ditched it after his first run. Maybe. Because he read what he wanted.
And that having been said, you know, now I'm not necessarily a morning paper kind of guy for obvious reasons. Can you imagine a Braille newspaper guy?
You know, I've been wanting a Braille newspaper for the longest time. I think that would be great.
Yeah, the problem with the idea of a Braille newspaper, and I don't want to dwell too much on that since that's not what the podcast is about. The problem with a Braille newspaper is, if you've ever felt a print newspaper, in particular, you know, the Sunday paper or
yes.
certain other weekday papers,
yes.
yeah, it's thick as hell even in print.
Yes.
You know, so
yes. no,
just imagine how big getting a Braille newspaper would be every day of the week.
No, I completely get it, you know, and I completely get it. That's why there's things like Newsline and other, you know, services that can cater for those of us who choose to read.
You know, and I'll tell you, folks, you know, I'm not trying to plug anything, but I'll tell you, NFB Newsline has really done a lot for people when it comes to reading the paper. So if you are blind and you don't have NFB Newsline, it's a service well worth getting your hands on. If you're sighted and you know someone who's blind and they don't have it, you know, again, let them know. They should, you know, current events are important for folks to be able to know how to have access to it.
But I don't know. Again, I can't prove anything. You know, I'm hoping that they will come to light with all of this, because every time I get on that bus, I wonder if I'm going to be okay. You know, and I keep asking them, should I take this bus? And, you know, if I take the next bus, yes, I'll be a little late. I won't be too late, but, you know, the only other way I could go is take the other bus going north and then connect with another eastbound bus, and I could arrive just about at the same time as I would have if I took the later bus going east. But it's tricky. I mean, you know, what do I really do? I mean, I even said, you know, should I get up earlier and take the earlier bus? You know what time the bus comes earlier? It's showing me 6:20. I can either take the 6:02 bus, which I took before, or I can take the 6:17 or 6:29 buses.
Ooh,
yeah. So right now I get up at 6 to leave my house at 6:20 to catch this 6:43. Oh, by the way, I didn't even mention this guy is showing up early, too. He's showing up at 6:41.
And that's like 2 minutes early, actually.
Yes, yes. And he actually didn't... remember the driver who used to pick me up? He would wait for me when he knew I was taking him every day? And he saw me coming? because I have to turn the corner. Okay, this guy didn't even wait. He knows I take him every day. And he didn't even wait for me. I was stuck taking the next bus, which was like 10 minutes away.
Wow.
I didn't pick up my pace because, for one, he probably would have waited for me if I would have picked up my pace. But I wasn't trying, for one thing. It's not safe. And for two, I don't really like this guy.
Right.
But he didn't even attempt to wait.
I don't like this guy. I'm not going to pick up my pace for him.
he probably would have waited for me if I picked up my pace. But I know he probably saw me. I'm not going to pick up this asshole.
I need to see it. I'm not going to pick up this asshole. I'm going to keep going. I can just see that. I can see that.
This asshole thinks I'm doing shit, and I'm not doing anything. The thing is, I don't think he would even know if I suspected anything, because I never mentioned anything on the bus.
I'm going to forget that one day. I think it was like, a week ago, roughly. Maybe a week and a half ago at most, where you're like, I think I spotted something in his paw.
I thought I saw something in his paw. It was further away than I could spot without getting too close. But his paws were up like he was reading something. This is the only reason why I take this guy, is because I want to catch him red-handed. I don't want to do it with my camera because that's too obvious. And although we can get away with taping in a public... I mean, it is a public place.
Yeah.
I could send the video to them and say, did I get it? And, of course, I wouldn't keep it. But yeah, I'm a little scared getting on this bus. But I must take this bus if I want to be on time.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless I want to get up earlier again, and I don't think they want to see me over at the agency half asleep by 11 o'clock. What are you... What's the matter? Well, I got to get up earlier because I don't like this bus I take at 6:45 in the morning, and Metro's moving too slow to give me some peace of mind. You know, one day...
I can just see you like, I'm sorry.
You know, they actually were asking, because, I don't want to... get into that too much, but yeah, they were asking, why you look so tired? Well, I'm getting up at 5:30 in the morning to catch a 6 o'clock bus. Well, can we get you anything? Yeah, here's a couple of dollars. Go get me a Coke.
Yeah, just give me a shot of caffeine right to the veins.
So then I think that, the manager saw me and they're like, yeah, you can get here by 8, but no later. So then instead of getting up at 5:20 in the morning, I get up at 6, and I remember the one day, guy, I walk in there at like 9 o'clock in the morning because I was able to sleep in till 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, man, you look better. I'm like, yeah. So that's when we agreed that 8 o'clock would be my time point. And if I am later, then I'll, of course I'll call, but... I still seem to get there at 7:30 because I'm committed. And it's not that I get there by 7:30, it's that the way the buses are, I'm actually able to get there, you know, a little before 7:30. And even if I missed the 7:07 bus and I had to take the 7:12 bus, I'd still be considered on time. Because I'd be getting off the bus at 7:30, and it's just a 5-minute walk across the street and a little further east, but it's not going to kill me if I'm 5 or 10 minutes late, because they actually give us till 7:45 anyway, but they're allowing me till 8, so I'm technically still on time, even if I'm not. Yes?
Yeah. You know, I was just kind of thinking, you know, it'll be good in a way to my poor chair. it'll be good to see some sort of resolution to this whole thing as well. And I'm actually looking forward to when we'll actually have a good update on that, you know.
Yeah. They're still trying to get pieces together to give me, you know, what I need. So they're, you know, they sent the data off to. I've been trying to ask them if it is the same drive. I think it is, based off of the data I've given them. Same time, different bus numbers, but same MO.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah. I mean, every time I get on that bus, I want to call you up because I just want to get my mind off of wondering if
this is the
day. Well,
that's why you always come on that bus.
Huh?
That's why you always call me before you get on that bus.
Yes. I don't want to think about it. And I also want proof, because if I can get, you know, another set of ears and I can tell them, yes, I was on the phone and, you know, the earpiece picked up the same thing that I've been trying to tell you. And the guy said, yes, I heard it after I got off the bus.
Oh, yes. Proof is always a good thing.
But they said they have enough data, but I'm scared.
Understandable. Very understandable.
I'm asking them what to do, and they don't want to tell me what to do, of course, but... You know, one of the people at the agency is like, why can't you ask him? Well, then they... I don't want... You know... I could... Let me ask, and that's why I asked.
I suppose the only way that you really could ask him would be to say, you know, hey, I noticed you're, you know, it sounds like you're reading something and stops. What are you reading? You know.
Yeah, and that's what I was gonna do too. That's why I was asking if I confront him, because that can confront him, and that's what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they said no, because then he'll know.
Right.
And I understand why they told me no. But at the same time, if I could just get somebody, here's my number. Wherever you sit, if you spot the guy reading something, text me. You know, that would be one way to do it.
Yeah.
And then I could go back to my AAC people and say, all right, I have a text from a passenger that that caught him. What do we do now? You know, that's what I would like. You know, and we still have this problem with some of these drivers who put on makeup or lipstick or I think even some of the drivers were even saying, you know, some of these other drivers are you know, on their phone when they're driving. They're not on an earpiece like they're supposed to.
Or a hands-free device of some kind, yeah.
Yeah. So, this goes everywhere.
It does. It does. It really does.
But I'm absolutely scared. I mean, even during this podcast, I was like, how do we even do this? This is so disorganized.
You know, it's just, you know,
I feel this podcast is disorganized.
Well, you know, the podcast isn't really as disorganized as it might seem like, but realistically, this all goes hand in hand. All these different things we're mentioning, you know,
the guy crossing the street on the red light, like I brought up, I wanted to give an update on that.
You know, and the thing is, you know, this is why there are certain laws, folks, about, you know, for example, texting while driving or whatever, or even being on your phone while driving. You know, that's why there are certain laws about this, you know, because doing that can put you at risk, you know. You know, and I remember hearing a commercial guy, I don't know if you heard it too, but there was a commercial where it says, you know, it takes 5 seconds for you to look at your phone to read a text or whatever, or two texts. And basically, the whole point of the commercial is a lot can happen in 5 seconds when you're driving.
Yes.
You take your eyes off the road for 5 seconds, and holy crap. Next
yes.
thing you know.
I might have heard that one. Might have heard it. It sounds familiar.
You know, yeah, I don't remember the exact way the commercial was worded, but you know, the basic point.
The basic premise.
That, yeah.
If you were in my position. Now that everybody knows that I'm the one that sort of got the wheels turning on getting somebody on this bus to determine what's going on, for their sake and for mine, for God's sakes, but what would you do? Would you take the 6:45 bus going north and connect with the bus at 7 o'clock at Van Owen?
I guess that's where it gets tricky, because I guess realistically, if there are wheels in motion, you know, I would continue going about my business as best as I could, even though I wouldn't like it. You know, I'd try to go about my business as best as I could, knowing that at some point when I get on that bus, there's going to be somebody that I don't know that is, you know, kind of a mystery rider, and eventually it's all going to come out, you know. But still, you know, until then, it would be kind of, you know, until that all comes out, you know, it'd be still kind of a little bit of a little bit of pins and needles kind of scare thing there, you know, but I guess the wheels are in motion. So the best thing I would do is probably just keep going about my business.
Yeah. They're telling me the wheels are in motion. They can't tell me when. Of course, I understand that they are trying to get them to, and I think Paula knows. I mean, I wouldn't go to them if I didn't feel I had something, but seeing that I've been, you know, on this bus since the 29th of June. It's already the 26th of July. It'll be about a month. Come Thursday. Holy crap.
What?
It'll be a month come Thursday. Wednesday or Thursday. That I've been driving with this guy. Every day.
Wow. Yeah.
Every day. And there was only one day he did not do it at all. Yeah, we've got a problem going on. I'm curious to see what the listenership's going to say. You know, I know that we're actually on this podcast along with several of my other, as well as the technology podcast is on a phone line called The Mormon's Lighthouse, formerly known as The Bird's Nest. Podcast one was put up there shortly after we released it, so they're going to get a copy of this too. And hopefully, you know, people will listen and, you know, if they choose to leave feedback, you know, I do have a box over there, on the Mormon's Lighthouse. It is, 68840 if you happen to listen to this and you have thoughts on all of this, I'd be more than happy to communicate with you. 68840. And everybody else, you can contact us through our email and Twitter channels. And, of course, we do have our discussion list. We have one new subscriber. I told John that. But we haven't posted to the discussion list because I'd like to get more people up there than just posting to three of us. And all of that information's on our website, whitecanetravel.com. And on weeks that we don't have tech podcasts, we may put this podcast up in its place. And you'll see if we can gain some following that way. But so any comments are more than welcome.
On what you think
I should do. You know, I take this bus every day. You know, I can't prove it, but it's a suspicion and it's a big one. And they said, you know, yeah, we've got something here. You know, Paula said, yes, you know, you've got something here. Let's do this.
Yeah, I like that. We need to. We'd love to get more feedback from all of you on this because that will, you know, that would show not only are there people listening, but but at the same time,
we can keep the conversation going, and maybe I could do a podcast talking about your comments, and then you know we can have even more discussion through the podcast, and we can put more out.
Absolutely, I agree.
Even if I do it by myself and John's not available, you know, I'm more than willing to put out more podcasts if we have people contributing and they want me to talk about this and, you know, we can even get them on. We can coordinate. And Guy, I'll give you that number if you want to.
Definitely.
It's free. You can set up a mailbox over there. I know one of the guys who's the maintainer, who helps maintain it. He's putting up the podcasts. I can tell him, don't delete this box because he may not come on because they've got a 30-day rule, but he knows that I don't log in on a regular basis because he was the only one communicating with me. But if I tell him, you know, which box, you know, he's usually pretty good. so we'll try and keep these boxes active for you. But I, you know, I'm curious on what others think. This is, you know, we're trying to be serious. You know, we are going to have a few laughs on this cast. You know, such thing as, I mean, that we can do professional podcasts. I mean, I could sit down and edit everything, but it's just going to take a lot of time. And as far as I'm concerned, it's not that bad. You know, if it was, you know, major amounts of editing, you know, I could do it, but I don't feel the few times we get off track and laugh a little bit isn't going to be that big of a deal.
No.
Really. I mean, so you think I should continue to take the bus, this one bus, I'm curious on what others think.
Yeah, I'd like to know too. Because realistically, the only thing you could do otherwise is take another way to bus and excuse me.
And that's what you got to say about it.
Yeah. You take the earlier bus, you know, which logically wouldn't be bad in and of itself, but
then I'd get there earlier. I'd actually get there around 7. If I took the 6:29 bus, I'd get there around 7. Maybe 7:15.
The only issue would be that, you know, it might, you know, well, not so much. Well, maybe a little bit. It might mess with your work performance because you might be a little more tired that way.
Yeah.
And we don't need that either. So, you know, when you think of your comments, folks, that's something to consider.
Yeah. I mean, I can take the 244, which goes northbound around 6:45 in the morning, so it's around the same time I'd be catching this moron. And I believe when I got to Van Nuys, I'd cross, and then the bus comes within minutes. And I know it's like a 6-minute ride to it's a 6-minute ride to Victory, so it's about an 8 to 10 minute ride to Van Nuys. I think that bus doesn't come till like 7:07 in the morning. So that bus also comes around the same time, but I've got further to go. And it's a local bus. It's not a rapid. I get on a rapid bus, which stops every mile or so, half mile. And so by the time I would get off of there, it would be around 7:30, 7:40. So yes, I can take that route. I took it once just to see what time I would get there. Oh. But yes, I could take that bus. That bus actually runs about every 10 minutes during rush hour. But the connecting bus runs about every half hour. Mm-hmm. So that's something to take into account too. What else do you have thought-wise that you want to bring out for listeners of this cast, even though this is our second one?
Well,
he can call me sneezy.
I don't. Oh, yeah, that's good. Realistically, I don't have a whole lot more to say right now, except that, you know, everybody around, and I say this with, you know, with acknowledgement to the fact that I need to do this too. We all need to pay more attention to what we're doing. You know, by doing that, you know, there's less risk. And, you know, we can make things a lot safer for everybody. And so all I can say is let's do our best, all of us, to do a better job of doing that.
Yeah, I don't expect perfect, but you know, one thing I will say, if it was an occasional look, do you think you would care as much?
No, you know, and I'm sure, you know, there are always layover points, you know.
There is. But at that line, there's only two layover points. There's one at the end of the line at Universal City, and there's one where they pick everybody up at Owen's Mouth. But what I'm saying by occasional looks, the reason why I said something, let me make this clear. The reason why I said something is because he was doing it at every light. Not an occasional light, but every one. Remember that day? You were on that bus that day.
Yep, I do remember that. And, you know, and I guess what we all need to remember is there's a time and a place to do the things that you would like to do, whether it's reading a paper, a map, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there are times to do that, and there are times not to. And
now, there was one time he was at a bus stop. I think his thing was telling him he was early, so he sat there and waited. And he did the paper thing. He was like, okay, he's at his bus stop. He's early. I'm going to let it slide.
Something like that, you know, you can get away with, you know.
But when you're across the street, when you're across the street and you're on, and your bus stop's across the street and you're at the red light. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I don't know if we'll ever come up with an article for this. This is one of these I'd like to write about because it irritates me, but I, at the same time, don't know how to write.
This particular one, yeah.
Well, let's wrap this podcast up. Let's give out some contact info and call it a day.
Absolutely. Let's definitely do that. Of course, check out our site, whitecanetravel.com. WHITECANE travel, TRAZ as in Victor, EL.com. Of course, we have discussion list up there, so definitely check that out.
Once we get more subscribers, we'll start posting some of the same stuff we post to the blog.
Absolutely. And furthermore, you can follow us on Twitter at whitecanetravel.com.
The username there is whitecanetravel.
Oh, that's right. Twitter. At whitecanetravel, my bad there, folks. Mm-hmm.
I man that mainly, but we're going to get John here up and running with that soon.
Yes. And of course, anything you post directed at me over there, I'm sure Jared will send it my way, and you know, I'll respond to it accordingly. And of course, if you want to contact me, you can do so at capital J, everything else, lowercase, field, F as in Frank, IELD, 78 at iCloud.com. You can contact me there if you want to talk to me directly. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Mystic Always, M as in Mike, Y-S as in
Sierra.
Sierra. C as in Tom. I-C. Always. A-L-W-A-Y-S. So you can always follow me over there on Twitter.
And
so
me,
there's my contact info.
Yeah, me, you can contact me on iMessage at Jared, J-A-R-E-D, at...
All right, guys, I'm going to take off from here. You got this from here. I got a work call.
Okay. My username is Jared at PERSONAL dot JaredRimer dot net. You can iMessage that address and it'll come to me. And you may also email us through the website at whitecanetravel.com. And you may also text me if you don't have an iDevice at 804-442-6975. Of course, the Bird's Nest, now known as the Mormon's Lighthouse, 712-432-6455. The mailbox, 68840. And if you would like to leave a comment and you're not on any of those systems and you would like to leave it by voice, 206-222-3143. For John Field, who took a work call, I'm Jared Reimer, saying thanks for listening. And we'll see you on another edition of the podcast coming soon. Until then, stay safe, stay well, and take care of yourself. Bye-bye.